Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Tuesday, December 30th, 2014. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. It's the day before New Year's Eve and we've got a full day of sports. We start at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN with some college football. It's Notre Dame versus LSU in the Music City Bowl. Although there are higher-ranked teams in the later game between Georgia and Louisville, I will admit to being kind of sentimental about college football, and if I'm going to watch it at all, I want to watch teams with traditions and distinct characters like these. LSU is typified by their idiot savant, crazy person coach Les Miles, who spends his time during games chewing on grass and making seemingly insane, inexplicable decisions that usually lead to wins. Notre Dame is the great old Dame of college football. They've got the longest and best tradition, but they're not that good in the last, 15 or 20 years. They wear gold helmets and have an enormous fan base, but they usually come up short. After you're done watching that college football, you could move over. You could stay on ESPN and watch some college basketball. Maryland at Michigan State, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. Maryland has only lost one game so far this year and is ranked 12th in the nation. Michigan State is unranked, which means they're lower than the 25th best team in the country, and they're only 9-4, 9 wins, 4 losses. But it always seems like Tom Izzo helps his team improve throughout the year. My expectation for this game is that Michigan State gives Maryland their second loss of the year. Later on in professional sports, there's two games at 8 p.m. that you can choose from. In the NHL, it's St. Louis Blues at Nashville Predators on regional cable. There's honestly not that much going on in the NHL today, but this is definitely the best of a weak set of games. The Predators and Blues are numbers 2 and 3 respectively in their central division. The Blues are stacked offensively, but they'll be facing Pekka Rinne, the goalie of the Predators, who, when he's on his game, resembles an enormous, unmovable obstacle. Something like a jammed barn door. In the NBA, it's the Brooklyn Nets at Chicago Bulls, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, also on regional cable. As a Nets fan, I feel like I'm going to regret featuring this game. I can't help it, though. The Bulls have won their last 7 games, and the Nets have won 4 of their last 5. The Nets played last night at home in Brooklyn and beat the Sacramento Kings. I think it's very likely that traveling to Chicago to play the second half of a set of back-to-back games will lead to the Nets losing this one by about 30 points. But then again, I am prone to trying to reverse jinx my own teams. Basically, it's hard for me to know if I actually think this game is going to be a blowout in favor of Chicago, or if that's just me being pessimistic. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Tuesday, December 30th, 2014. Also, a little bit of an inside look in my own brain as a fan. You can find me on the web at dearsportsfan.com. And send me questions to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. Thanks, as always, to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.